I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here North Carolina episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
This summer, WUNC Music presents the Freight Train Blues series of free concerts in downtown Carrboro. It's a tribute to Elizabeth Cotton.
Freight Train, Freight Train.
We're hosting the series with the Town of Carrboro and the Music Maker Relief Foundation. The Freight Train Blues series is most Fridays at 6:30 in May and June at the Carrboro Town Commons. You can find the concert schedule with videos, pictures, and more at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. What's your favorite song about North Carolina?
You know, you've got people like the Carolina Chocolate Drops and Corrosion of Conformity, and those are both extremely North Carolina acts.
All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. For Rob Ladd, a drummer from Chapel Hill, the song that says North Carolina to him is Girls LTD, from the album Most of the Girls Like to Dance, But Only Some of the Boys Like to, by Don Dixon.
The guitar hook, don't, is hooky, and the chorus is unbeatable. You can't get away from it. You know, once we started talking about this, it's been going through my head ever since.
This skirt is short, tight, sweater, but her IQ was high. When she took off her glasses, all her teachers would cry. Don't stand around, go straight to that gym. Got to get a night alone, or you won't dance with him. Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance. But only some of the boys do.
Don Dixon is a musician and producer who's been in and around the North Carolina scene since the 70s. He started playing music as a student at UNC Chapel Hill, helped form the band Arrogance, and later released a string of solo albums. But he's perhaps most famous for the work he and Mitch Easter did, producing the first two REM records. Don Dixon never had a hit of his own, but he did write some great songs. Rob Ladd says this song is one that stands out.
It just feels so real. I mean, most of the girls like to dance, but only some of the boys like to. Duh. I mean, everybody knows that, right?
Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance, but only some of the boys do.
It just reminds me of being in high school. I was only a couple years out of high school, and Lord knows I never danced with anybody in high school.
Lyrically, the song builds, and in typical Don Dixon fashion, weaves some dark humor into an incredibly infectious pop song. The singer takes on the voice of characters, digging deeper into that truism of the high school dance.
As the song goes along, it becomes imperative. Don't mess around, go straight to the gym. You got to get in that line or you won't dance with him. First of all, to make that line melodic is a beautiful stretch. And also that don't mess around, that's a real sort of a Carolina thing to say. You know, you've heard people say, if you don't stop that, you're going to mess around and break something, right? It even though the song doesn't sound super regional, that little bit reminds me of people giving me advice when I was a kid, you know.
Ladd has worked as a studio musician with Don Dixon over the years. In this song, he says you can hear what a craftsman he is in the recording studio. His arrangements both hook you in and throw you off kilter.
When I first heard it, the thing that hit me the hardest was the harmony vocal in the chorus. It's just a little strange. It's only two-part most of the time, two-part harmony, and the two singers, it's Don Dixon singing and playing all the instruments and singing all the parts, they keep switching their notes. So the melody is still carried through the chorus, but it's by different singers at different times, and it's just brilliant.
Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance.
It reminds me a little bit of the way that Bach used to do stuff. Like, he would have melodies going at the same time, but they were trading, they were moving into one another, taking over the space that the other one was leaving. And I know it sounds really heady, but it's not. It sounds really casual when you listen to it, but that was the thing that got me the most the first time.
Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance, but
Rob Ladd says Don Dixon remains hugely influential in his life. He's one of those figures in the local music scene that players turn to for professional and creative advice.
And everyone says, all these musicians and all these artists, they all love Don Dixon. But I'm going to tell you right now, I love him more than those people do. And come at me.
Don Dixon's song Girls LTD is one of the North Carolina songs that Rob Ladd says he loves.
He was amongst that group of North Carolina bands and musicians in the 70s, including members of the DBs. He was the technician. He was also a great front man because he has such a beautiful voice and he was so handsome. But he really understands things, tape bias and all these weird technical terms that I think really helped the community become so good now. Every time that I have a question about whether I should do this or whether I'm doing it right as pertains to music and art, I call Dixon.
Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance. Most of the girls like to dance, but only some of the boys do.
This episode of WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is part of a year-long series. We are producing it with help from the North Carolina Arts Council as a part of their Come Here North Carolina celebration. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, musician and activist Pierce Freelon talks us through a deep listen to the song Here Comes the Judge by Durham's own Pigmeat Markham. This song is widely credited as being the first recorded hip-hop song.
I think Pigmeat Markham is one of these guys that is just below the surface. He was certainly just a very influential figure, you can tell by listening to his music. I mean, I think that's one of our jobs is to raise up and to lift and celebrate our ancestors so that they aren't forgotten.
This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line or this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Whoa, here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
We are exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. New episodes every weekend are at WUNCmusic.org and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody know that he is the judge.
Now, everybody know I am the judge.